The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once-a-week, only-on-Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is Spring Maintenance Checklist. But before we get started, hey, I just wanted to touch base with you, as I love to do every week, every Fun Fact Friday, and just see how you're doing. And man, it's exciting when I hear from you guys, when I hear that, you know, you've closed a deal or you've made that first step and maybe you've found a partner or you got the funding you're looking for, or whatever it is. I love when I get those emails from you or calls or whatever it may be that lets me know how you're doing. So I'm excited for you. I think this is a great time to invest, and it's going to get only better. So keep moving forward, guys. Don't get discouraged. And I think you're going to do great. Well, let's jump into our show here. I'm going to start with our tip of the week. And that topic is don't get cold feet. I think you know what I'm talking about here. I talk to real estate people all the time. I mean, you know, on the podcast, I'm always talking to real estate people, investors, over 500 podcasts now. But I also talk to a lot of people I just meet as I'm doing my regular networking, connecting. I try to help people, advise them, do whatever I can. But I hear a lot sort of this cold feet episode, and it kind of comes in two different areas. The most common that I hear pertain to getting started, and the other is in staying in the game. And I'll explain what I mean there. Getting started, I think you guys know what I'm talking about. It's trying to take that first step to purchase that first property or that first investment. And it's hard for a lot of people to do. It's there's all the fears that come in, and there's tons of them that will hit you before you get started. There's analysis paralysis, right? We all hear about where you're just studying. Well, I just don't know enough to really make that decision yet. But that is one of those, I think, is probably the toughest to overcome. We get cold feet there because we're fearful. And I want to encourage those that have been kind of sitting on the fence for a while that you can make that decision. You can move forward, and you don't have to take a huge leap. You can take a little step, but once you take that first step, it's so much easier to take the remaining steps. The second one I talked about is staying in the game. And this one you may not hear a lot about, but I hear it a lot. And that's people that have already jumped in, they're real estate investors, they're buying properties, they're doing things, but all of a sudden the tough, you know, things happen. And sometimes the tough get going when that happens. They say, hey, I didn't think it would be like this. This is too difficult. I'm just going to unload these properties. And they sell them. They sell all of them. And 9 times out of 10, this is one of the areas I hear people regret the most. They just say, gosh, I wish I wouldn't have sold those properties. I wish I wouldn't have got scared. And I wish I would have rode that rough time through. And, that happens a lot too. It's one of those, this is a sort of a long play game, I believe, unless you're a flipper and you're just, you know, flipping from house to house. But when you're doing rental property investing, you need to stick it out, and it's a long game. It can be a long game. Yeah, you can stay in it for a short term. I think it's a different market today. I think you have to be prepared for the long term. But either way, I think getting cold feet is common. Don't feel bad if you are in that particular space, because you can change that by just taking that cold foot of yours and taking a step in the pool here, jumping in and getting started. Or if you're going through the tough times, man, you just got to connect with people that are other investors. We've all been there and done that. We've all been through tough times, and we can share how we've overcome certain things. And there's a lot of different ways to get around issues. If it's financial, if it's you have a difficulty with the area or tenants or whatever it is, there are other investors that have been there. And we have our own little Facebook group, and not a lot of activity, because I kind of post things and so forth in there, but there are people connecting, and you know, that might be something you might want to do, is to connect and try to make contact with other investors in our group at the Old Dogs website. So don't worry about cold feet. You just put on a pair of wool socks and you're cool. Okay. Anyway, let's move on to our topic. Spring maintenance checklist. Spring is in the air. Okay. Saturday was officially the first day of spring. And as March goes out like a lamb, it's time for landlords and tenants to inspect their rental properties for any issues that may have developed during the winter months. Spring maintenance issues that affect the unit's habitability should be prioritized. And that's, I'll emphasize that, those are those issues where you may have some bugs, you may have little critters running around, things like that. Those are higher priorities, and you want to deal with those things as soon as you can. But then there's the other ones that are just smart maintenance. Warming temperatures create an ideal opportunity for all of us landlords and property managers out there to inspect rental properties and plan for spring maintenance. If your unit is tenanted or your units are tenanted, you may be able to rely on them for small fixes. It depends on what kind of rental you have, such as yard work or gardening, if it's a little single family home or what have you. But leaks, burst pipes, and other issues that affect habitability should have professional attention. Now, you have a winter period we've just gone through, and in some parts of the country, you always have to check and see that there aren't, any pipes that have frozen, what have you. So, you've got to keep an eye on those things. But this regular maintenance is really, really important to make this a regular part of your calendar. Serious maintenance issues like leaks and burst pipes, they fall on us landlords to fix, and not the tenant. It's the landlord's responsibility to complete the repairs or hire someone to do them. However, the responsibility isn't as simple when it comes to issues that only affect the tenant's enjoyment of the property. For instance, peeling paint, displaced walkway pavers may be unsightly, but they don't affect the unit's habitability. Now, if you have a crack in the sidewalk that somebody could trip on, yes, that's something you need to repair as soon as possible. In cases such as this, it may make sense to give tenants the option to make some of those repairs themselves, and some landlords feel comfortable doing that, even letting them paint if they want to. Now, to avoid confusion over who is responsible for what and who pays for the repairs, include a lease clause or amendment that covers that topic. Now, I recently did a blog and a podcast on tenant retention. And one of the ways that sometimes you can help people to stay longer is when their lease comes up to renew, say, hey, do you want us to paint? You know, do you have a choice of color? And you can help the people feel like this is more their place than just yours. And so there's some little things you can do there, and spring's a good time to do that. A lawn and garden maintenance should also be covered in the lease. Many tenants enjoy landscaping and may even consider it a perk to be allowed to do it themselves. However, other tenants prefer this task to be handled by a professional. The landlord and tenant should come to an agreement on the matter before the lease is signed. If somebody, you know, cutting their lawn is going to be a deal breaker and you really want to keep that tenant around, I wouldn't mind hiring a guy to cut lawns to keep a tenant. And, you know, the rate, yeah, their rent rate may go up next lease renewal, but, you know, they're going to be happier that they don't have to deal with that. Other topics that should be covered in the lease include general indoor cleaning. For example, if your unit has hardwood floors, they need to be properly and routinely cleaned to avoid, let's say, in those colder areas, like salt and water damage that happens during the winter months. Whether you're referring to spring maintenance or year-round maintenance, it helps to clarify responsibilities in writing in the lease agreement. This is a good time for exterior inspections. To begin your spring maintenance, walk around the exterior of the property to look for any winter-related damage. During your inspection, you should check the roof and siding for deterioration. Any missing or broken shingles are usually visible from the ground, or you might want to get on a ladder and check out the roof. Look for gutter leaks. That's a real common thing. Winter weather can take a toll on gutters. Any leak you find should be repaired immediately to prevent future damage to the siding or possible erosion around the foundation. Test outdoor faucets. If water froze the pipes in your outdoor faucets, they may leak, or you'll need to get them repaired as soon as possible. Inspect driveways, walkways for cracks. Possible earth movements from freezing weather could cause cracking in driveways and walkways. To avoid water seeping through the cracks and causing further erosion, repair them as soon as you can. Wood rot, wood siding, trim, fences, and deckings are all places where you should look for rot. Although a small amount isn't an urgent issue, extensive rot should be dealt with, and during spring maintenance, that's a good time to avoid worsening the problem. Inspect the lawn, the garden, and surrounding foliage. If there are any branches that have the potential to block windows or overhang the roof, maybe causing roof damage in the summertime, spring is a great time to prune them back. Although lawn maintenance could be your tenant's responsibility, depending on your lease, you should still check the lawn for any weeds, any need to be treated in order for the lawn to thrive in the summer. And then you've got to check interior. Make a course schedule with your tenant ahead of time so there's no surprises. I think it's just respectful. After you've completed your exterior inspection, it's time to inspect the inside of your rental property. If winter weather has caused any interior damage, tenants will likely know about it and hopefully inform you of the issue. However, it's still a good idea, as the landlord or property manager will do a more thorough walkthrough. During that inspection, you should, number one, assess the damage caused by roof or siding leaks. This damage could range from soggy drywall and mold to warping flooring, brown spots on the ceiling, or compromised electrical fixtures. Because this affects the unit's habitability, handle these types of repairs immediately. Number two, note the condition of the flooring. Winter weather can mean snow and salted roads, depending upon your location. You check the carpet, the tile, hardwoods, etc., for any damage that may have been tracked inside. Number three, turn on the air conditioner. First and foremost, make sure the air conditioning is working. If it's not, be sure to call the professional to get the issue resolved before the winter warms. It's also a good time to replace any HVAC filters. If you have window air conditioners, this is a time to bring them out. Check for signs of pests. This is a biggie here, because they love to come out. It's warm now. They've been hiding in the walls or wherever they hide, and they're looking to come out. So while in the unit, check for termites, cockroaches, ants, and rodents. critters tend to take cover in the walls during the winter, so it's a good idea to check those things when spring comes. Now's the time to get rid of them, so hire a professional pest control service to treat your units and check for any signs of pests. So once you've made your plan for spring maintenance, it's time to itemize the repairs you need to make. If a repair is deemed as urgent, take care of it as soon as possible. Other maintenance issues that aren't as immediate can be repaired at a later date. But keep your itemized list as a reminder to check back on the issue. Don't just forget about it. Priorities tend to change as the weather warms and summer arrives, but winter will come again, and issues you didn't take care of during the year will still be the same next year. So to avoid those issues worsening, keep up with your routine inspections and repairs. And remember, always give tenants proper notice before entering the property for inspections or to make repairs. Of course, you should have in addition to spring, you should have your fall checklist, and there are times you get ready for winter. Make sure that your heating filters have been replaced and things like that. But for spring, I think we covered some of at least the key areas. If you have any other suggestions, feel free to make a comment on the podcast in the little section where you can do that. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here can be accessed in our show notes at the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Spring Maintenance Checklist. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.